Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Difficult, but we landed on Jacoby Jones.
I mean, also, he just did it a lot for you as well.
Yeah.
There was a couple guys that maybe had some more touchdowns here or there, but not Jacoby Jones, even though, and of course, rest in peace, but I'm not going to lie, I will never get over the fact that Jacoby Jones left here and then became a cult legend in Baltimore. I was like, no, you can't have him. No, that's not how this works.
Hey, he earned it.
He did.
But here's my real confession. I picked food over friendship this morning.
I mean, who amongst us doesn't?
So you agree then?
I have no idea. I was just saying things.
I picked food over friendship.
This morning, huh?
Yeah, this morning. So I'm sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't meal prep as I like to do for my lunch. Now, I usually make sandwiches at lunch because it doesn't smell up the room. And I'm trying to be, you know, courtesy, you know, enough, have enough courtesy. Because nobody likes, especially Chinese food. But it, really, when you warm up food, if you're not eating it too, it's kind of rude. But I saw some enchiladas.
Oh, is that you got enchiladas for lunch?
I saw some enchiladas left over from took our granddaughter to
a restaurant, I'm assuming.
A Mexican restaurant that I really like that I can't remember right now. And I brought some enchiladas home. And so my wife was saying, you want to take the enchiladas? I said, nah, I'll just make a quick sandwich. And then I went, ah, screw those guys.
You say those guys.
Those guys is Reggie.
Lupe Tortilla, by the way. Saw a listener came up to us and said hello, by the way. But it was Lupe Tortilla. I said, ah, screw those guys. I'm going to warm up the enchiladas.
Well, don't feel too bad.
Smell up the studio.
Don't feel too bad. Like, have you already?
I've already started.
I'm good. It has not bothered me one bit.
Are you the complainer about that type of stuff?
Mm-hmm. Nah.
He really hasn't. On occasion, I have warmed up some food rather than a sandwich.
Yeah. To me, stuff like that don't bother me unless it's like the obvious.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Something that stinks. Really stinks.
Yeah. My thought on
and honestly, with fish and I'm a fan of seafood, so it wouldn't really bother me that to the point I had to leave the room and that type of stuff. But
My thought about it is like, hey man, food smells like food, and so if you're going to eat, that's fine. Just don't do nothing ridiculous. Is really the obviously there's certain things that are extraordinarily pungent. Be respectful. But, I mean, if you're going to eat, it's going to smell like you're eating. So, I try not to be too much.
You won't believe. Some people be weird about that type of stuff, man.
And I've learned to be a little bit better about it.
Do you not eat?
I picked this up from, and if this is not quite the same thing, but I think you'll get what I mean. My youngest brother is real, sensitive to taste. So, there'll be things that's like, nah, that tastes kind of funny. I'm like, this is perfectly fine. What you mean? Or, this is spicy. And it's like, nah, it's really not, man. But it's like, oh, okay, well, you just kind of got to let people rock. And so for some people, you know, that olfactory sense, they're like, nah, man, that smells crazy. And it's like, maybe you just got a really keen sense of smell. I don't know.
I appreciate that. Because I was like, screw those guys. I'm going to warm up my enchiladas.
Nah. Sometimes I'll be like, damn, that smells good. What you got? if anything, I would be like, let me get some of that.
Yeah. You're right.
But no, some people be irritated. Yeah, I'll be like, what you irritated for some food for? Do you go to the restaurant and be irritated?
Yeah, but if you're not eating, see, that's the difference.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. That's when you're not eating. So I was not here yesterday. Shout out to Luke Morrow for filling in. And I did end up at a brunch spot. And, you know, when you're at a brunch spot, me personally, if I'm at a place, I want to get the food that the place is there for, right? I used to make fun of a friend of mine for getting a burger at a steakhouse or what have you. And so at this brunch spot, I got me some French toast.
Of course.
And damn it, if it wasn't the best French toast that I've had in a very long time.
Give him a shout out.
I don't even remember where it was.
Oh, okay.
But the larger point was, it made me realize We are in a crisis of French toast. You realize that? Like, mm-hmm. there's so few places that actually make a really good French toast. Because I feel like it becomes, mm-hmm. it's like a secondary thought. It's like, we got pancakes, and I guess we got also got French toast. Or, like, we got waffles, and I guess we kind of got French toast.
Yeah.
Very few places actually make really good French toast in and of itself.
I actually had a very similar experience yesterday. We ate and wanted to go get some dessert. We went to an ice cream place, and they had floats. You don't see floats anymore. So I got a root beer float. I'm like, you don't see floats anymore.
You know what's funny? I don't think about no other float besides the root beer float.
Yeah, there's the strawberry can be good with vanilla, but like root beer is the go-to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just like,
how many places have you seen? It said floats. I was like, well, hell yeah.
It got to be like,
man, went back in time. It got back to the soda fountain.
Yeah, the 50-cent sodas.
The pharmacy used to have floats. Remember that? You don't. I do.
You probably see them in like A&W.
You getting floats at CVS? I don't understand.
No, the old corner pharmacies always used to have ice cream.
Pharmacy. He went to Walgreens and had a drink. No, that's crazy.
You can't find a float at Walgreens. But I was like,
how much you pay for a nickel?
It ties with exactly what, like, we need ice cream places that have floats. We need better French toast places.
We do. Yeah. Because, look, man, French toast, I understand it's not anybody. Like, when you talk about breakfast breads, mm-hmm. like, everybody's like, I'm a pancake person. Or
it's either pancake or waffle.
Not a lot of people are French toast people. Yeah. And I think I'm a French toast person.
Yes.
And I was like, man.
A little cinnamon on there?
You got it. And here's the thing about the French toast. Very few places put enough butter.
Yeah,
but they put a very small. No, go ahead.
Butter is the key, man.
Eat a lot with anything.
Yeah.
Yes,
with anything. Put a whole bunch of butter on there. Make it taste good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hey, I got to salute to all the landscape people out there that's out here busting their butt, mm-hmm. probably right about now, just cutting grass and keeping the grass straight and all that stuff. I wasn't familiar with your work until yesterday because I was out there trimming the grass. I let my grass get way too high.
On your holiday, huh?
Yeah, on a holiday.
Well, you called it, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I was over there way in the
water. All right.
Way in the water. I was over here singing. And then salute to my wife, too. She came out, see me working, and she brought me my water cup. Mm-hmm. And I said, yes, sir, master.
Oh, God.
I need some water.
How did she respond to that?
With a ladle and a bucket?
Yeah. All right. Okay.
A ladle and a bucket. Here.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
I was sweating.
That's unbelievable.
Nah, but hey, salute to the landscapers out there, man.
All day long.
Dude, man. And I ain't even finished. My battery died.
Okay.
I only got one battery. Yeah. She got me a battery operated one.
That's good. Yeah.
And so I need to get another battery so I could keep them in rotation, but I gotta do the front yard. But
yeah, you really need another battery.
Yeah,
just as a side note, that's a game changer,
dude. I was sitting there out there, just sitting there. Man, it is tough, man. Salute to y'all, man.
It's all day.
Whatever y'all make, y'all don't make enough, especially in this heat.
Whatever Figgy said times two with me. And they go 6 a.m. till 7 p.m.
Yeah,
I mean, it's all day.
Which, again, going back to our question of the day, they know it's going to be a long day when it's the summer solstice and they about to be out
and
here.
And grass is growing.
In all this heat. Yeah. Making money, however.
Man, that grass growing every 3 days.
Yeah, I said 7. It might be later in some cases now.
Yeah, man.
In the summertime.
Man, that was tough, man. To the point, I'm like, man, maybe we should take this weed whacker back and just hire somebody to cut the grass, man.
Nah, man.
That is tough.
That'll absolutely make that decision.
I will say it's therapeutic, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was kind of cool just cutting the grass. Just
I'm out there, you get a lot of pride out of it.
Yeah, I'm out there in a zone pretty much. Mm-hmm. It was kind of cool doing it, but
look at you turning into Hank Hill right before.
I know, man.
Propane and propane accessories. All right, so I nearly got hacked. That was one of my confessions a few weeks ago. I nearly got hacked. I think I might nearly or get hacked again, but it's not my fault. Okay?
That's what they all say.
It's not my fault.
Just over there on them X-rated videos and stuff.
You're kind of in the right place.
Of course
there.
I am.
So a couple of friends of mine, it's not my fault, my
friends. I'm watching them stuck under the bed videos.
A couple of friends of mine sent me, and you know who you are. You're on the Bite Me podcast, Caleb McCumber and Dean Thomas.
Wow.
Man.
Caleb sent a video. He said, watch this. So I clicked on it. It was heinous. It was heinous.
What did it do?
It was a woman drinking cow's milk straight from the udder.
Oh, what?
You asked.
You said these are your friends, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And so you can imagine what the woman looked like and what the scene looked like.
I don't want any more. In fact, I didn't even ask the question. I wish I didn't get the answer, personally.
And then Dean sent another one of a woman drinking milk straight from a cow's udder.
Okay.
So now, when I open my phone, what do you think pops up? That. A lot.
I was like, hopefully a screensaver.
So if I get hacked again, it's their fault, not mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's still your fault. I feel like you know your friends.
They said,
well,
watch this, and he's a friend. So what are you going to do?
Know that your friend on some shenanigans. That's what.
So that's all you see on your social media now?
A lot of women drinking milk straight from the udder.
Every time you say that, it makes me more and more uncomfortable. I don't fully understand. Okay. This was a very particular edition of Lunchtime.
It was an edition.
It was one of the editions of all time. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Friday. Coming up next, TJ McConnell had an incredible Game 6 in the NBA Finals. And it seems like he could maybe make a case, I don't know how strong of one, to be an MVP of the Finals for the Pacers if they manage to win. Who are some of those MVPs in sports history? The guys that are not actually going to take it, but maybe had a supporting role that was so strong that maybe doesn't get enough love. 713-572-4610. Let's talk about those next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.